Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is March 2nd, and this episode is called D for Dominant Personality. Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5:3. If your primary personality trait is dominant, you are confident, courageous, commanding, pioneering, resolute, definitive, determined, full steam ahead. You have things to do, places to go, and people to see. You are outgoing and task-oriented, and you love to accomplish. You're motivated by power, authority, competition, winning, control, and success. Your claim to fame is, I get things done. You know where you're going, and you can get people involved. You can delegate and storm the gates of hell to accomplish your goal. But you can't keep your staff or your team because you burn them out emotionally and sometimes physically, and then you discard them. Your mantra is, there are wars to fight, battles to win, dragons to slay, buildings to build, money to be raised before your competition does. If you're a one-person organization, that's fine. You only have yourself to work into an early heart attack. When in control, dominants are courageous, quick to respond. They're goal-oriented, results-oriented, deliberate, self-confident, direct, self-reliant, straightforward, and competitive. The world needs you. D's make great entrepreneurial leaders. They start things like businesses and churches. I say entrepreneurial because once the business grows past a few people, you start running into significant problems because you're typically not, necessarily, people-oriented. You look for what works and head that direction. And if it fails, you chalk it up to experience, change directions instantly, and keep pushing. You fail forward. You take huge risks. If the data changes, you change direction instantly with it, which can cause havoc for your team, especially the ones whose personalities are opposite of yours, who hate risk and like the status quo. You are an entrepreneur. 10% of the population are dominants, which means 90% of the population is not a D. Out of control, you can tend toward being domineering, insensitive, cruel, demanding, impulsive, rash with decisions, manipulative, non-apologetic, controversial, arrogant, hot-tempered, sarcastic, self-confident, unemotional, cold, harsh, prideful, know-it-all, impatient, self-sufficient, contentious, gamblers, and coercive. These things are where your strengths can take you when you push your strengths to their extreme and you're not aware, which is also one of your greatest weaknesses, low or no self-awareness. D's, or dominants, need to check the negative side of their dominant attitude when working with others. Be aware of the condition of your speech as well as the content. You still get to determine what happens. You're typically in control. So lighten up. You can bowl people over with your drive and demonstrative demeanor. If you are kind, you can go really, really far. You will do better if you do the necessary homework to learn how to do it and not just simply plow ahead with energy instead of wisdom. Learn what to do first and then do it better than anyone. Dominants can see some other personalities as lazy when it's really that the other person's life pace is normally slower. You can demand that people keep up with your breakneck speed and awe-inspiring energy without realizing it. Be careful. You can be demonstrative and dictatorial. Raise your kindness and lower your negative, out-of-control dominant traits when working with a reserved personality. The cautious and supportive are both reserved C's and S's. They're naturally slower in their pace, not their intelligence or ability. And you can frighten them, seriously, with your nonstop, fast and loud attitude. Other D personalities will be right there with you and ready to move at the same speed you take them, and eyes can keep up with you if you make the work interesting. Cautious personalities share task orientation with you and can work well with you when you are precise, have good answers for their questions, and are judicious with their time. The S supportive personalities will sometimes improperly see your D personality as mean-spirited because you can be too loud, too fast, and too demanding for them, or for anyone for that matter. S's are sweet and are very people-oriented. They are your opposite. D's are outgoing and task-oriented. S's are reserved and people-oriented. They're not wrong in who they are, just different from you. Don't mistake being fast-paced for being correct or better. Those are different things. Many things require a slower pace. If you move your organization too fast, you'll lose a lot of people. Remember, only about 1/3 of the population is fast-paced. 2/3 are slower-paced. Take your time. One's pace does not make one right or wrong. Do not equate speed, pace, with ability. God made them and you for a specific purpose. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. From Corinthians. Lord, help me love dominants the way they need to be loved. If I am a dominant, Lord, help me have eyes to see my lack of self-awareness and empathy. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.